Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. I am sure that you can relate to the great rejoicing that goes around Tucson when the temperature drops below 90, and even more rejoicing when it dips below 80. I actually do the happy dance when I can open my windows and turn off the air conditioning. But after the rejoicing comes the reality that the holidays will come upon us, and very soon. Department stores are pulling down Halloween and putting up Christmas. The message is, buy, 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 even if it means paying for it later. Stress levels go up, road rage goes up, and people's credit card balances go up. But guess what? It really doesn't have to be this way, and I hope you can get excited about ways to make your holiday season more fun, more relaxing, and more meaningful. And it all starts with setting that intention. Think outside the box, the kind of box that has to be wrapped with wrapping paper that will be torn off in 5 to 10 seconds, depending upon who's doing the tearing. Think about the gifts that keep on giving and that don't fall under the category of more stuff, because most of us don't need more stuff. Think about buying gift certificates from locally owned places. And if I'm on your list this year, all kinds of massages, tickets to locally owned movie theaters and restaurants will be warmly welcome. And what about tickets to places like Tucson Botanical Gardens or the Reed Park Zoo or the Desert Museum or Tohono O'Chul Park? If you want to get really green, you can donate a tree in someone's name or give a donation to your favorite nonprofit. You're supporting local treasures and giving people the gift that keeps on giving after things settle down after the holidays. Minimal wrapping required, stress level reduced, and positive impact on our community. If you have a large family and friend gatherings, think gift exchange or white elephants parties. They are fun and can actually be hilarious, especially if you get to steal someone else's treasure. No downside, right? And please don't forget about regifting. And I don't mean crappy old stuff you want to get rid of. I mean the beautiful things like a glass bowl you have that one of your favorite friends admired, or that extra set of wine glasses that are gathering dust. Maybe it's time to find them another good home. Of course, there are times when actually giving presents is called for, especially when it comes to little kids, but you can start making other kinds of fun traditions for them as well. Think local when you go out to shop, and think of it as an excellent adventure that benefits our community, as opposed to a click on the website, whether shipping is included or not. Get them started thinking about the holidays in a different way by starting traditions like visiting Winter Haven or walking around your neighborhood to look at Christmas lights. Most kids I know want more of one thing, our time. I don't remember what I got for Christmas when I was 7, but I remember our family going ice skating, drinking hot chocolate, and being so proud of my dad because he could skate backwards. You can make a really big difference this holiday season, and I hope you do. Have you got other great ideas? I would love to hear about them and share them on social media, and it's so easy to email me at Gina@MrsGreensWorld, and I would love to hear from you. And as always, I leave you with this final message. Come visit us at MrsGreensWorld.com and become a part of a global mission of people doing a good thing for ourselves, for those we love, and for the planet.